President Mahama, thank you very much for joining us on this program today. You have just been having a meeting with President François Hollande, and you've just come back. Now, have you actually discussed security in the Sahel?
Yeah, I just had a very good meeting with President Hollande. The meeting was in two parts, one on bilateral issues with Ghana, and the second was on France's cooperation with Africa. In my discussion with President Hollande, there was a particular focus on peace and security in Africa, and we discussed programs France is putting in place to support Africa in terms of putting in place a standby force, to which France has committed €300 million over the next 3 years to help Africa put in a standby force to deal with situations like we were confronted with in Mali, for which France played a very commendable role in ensuring the sovereign integrity of Mali. So we discussed issues like that. France also committed to assisting Africa with training for the standby force and the peacekeepers for about 12,000 troops. We discussed issues to do with terrorism, drug trafficking, human trafficking, and I think that we and France are on the same wavelength, and we're willing to work and collaborate with France to check these issues that disturb human existence.
Did you actually discuss concrete programs, concrete measures?
We, with regards to Mali, we agreed that we will all support the Malian authorities to conduct the elections so that we can have the democratic platform for bringing Mali back to a situation of normalcy. We also discussed the commitment of the UN to take over the operation in Mali, and the commitment of various African countries to contribute troops to ensure that Mali is secure.
Now, is Ghana contributing troops, and to what extent?
As part of AFISMA, Ghana currently has one engineering company in Mali, and our company is involved with engineering and provision of logistics, you know, to support the AFISMA operation. We are willing to scale up that participation. And Ghana, with the experience we have in peacekeeping operations across the world, Lebanon, Cote d'Ivoire, Sierra Leone, Liberia, DR Congo, we have what it takes to be able to assist the situation in Mali.
And now, do you agree there is a great Islamist threat to the Sahel region, and does Ghana feel threatened?
I do think that there's a trend in the Sahel where certain groups want to maintain a foothold and use that as a base to destabilize the sub-region. And so it's a threat to all the countries in West Africa. And so we have to act jointly together with our international partners, and France has shown that it is one such partner, to be able to prevent people who want to destabilize our countries from gaining any foothold in the Sahel.
Now, what is your assessment of the situation in northern Nigeria, particularly regarding the threats by Boko Haram and other Islamist militias?
It is worrying for us in Ghana because Nigeria is the biggest country in West Africa in terms of population and in terms of economy. And we expect Nigeria to play a certain role in terms of our sub-regional integration, that is ECOWAS. If Nigeria is not stable, it's not a good thing for the rest of West Africa. And so all of us are concerned with what is going on in Nigeria. I think that there's a terrorist threat in Nigeria, and we are all, you know, supporting the government of Nigeria to bring that under control. It is in the interest of West Africa that Nigeria is politically stable, and Ghana will do everything to support the government in Nigeria to ensure that that is the case.
You said earlier this year that your priorities are education and also boosting the economy. Now, Ghana has discovered oil and gas. They're having a few problems in the western region about the gas refinery. But what are the prospects of the oil and gas industries in Ghana, and what impact are they likely to have on the lives of normal, everyday Nigerians?
Ghanaians,
I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. I do think that the prospects of the oil and gas industry opens new opportunities for Ghana. We don't see it as the only opportunity because Ghana has been doing well even before oil came. We have increased cocoa production. We're working on increasing agricultural production. We're seeing agriculture grow, especially in the crop sector, at 5% per annum, which is a respectable growth. And so we are developing all our other sectors, tourism and every other sector, in order that Ghana continues to maintain optimal growth. The oil and gas industry is just a new opportunity that we're going to integrate into the opportunities we have.
President John Dramani Mahama, thank you very much for joining our program.
Thank you very much.